You're listening to SBS News.
A Russian man has revealed he was the captain of the cargo ship which brought a deadly stockpile of ammonium nitrate to Lebanon. The material, used both as a fertilizer and explosive, is behind the blast that has killed at least 145 people, injured 5,000, and left up to 250,000 homeless. Boris Prokoshev, former captain of the MV Roses, says almost 3,000 tons of the dangerous cargo arrived at Beirut's port 7 years ago, and local authorities were well aware.
It's very sad that people died. They had nothing to do with it. And I realize that it's the government of Lebanon that brought about this situation.
Bound for Mozambique, the ship was impounded in Beirut after a legal dispute over port fees. Mr. Prokoshev says officials should have disposed of the material. The ship's owner has been identified as Russian businessman Igor Grichushkin, who was questioned by police at his Cyprus home on Thursday. Lebanon's president and prime minister have promised to put those responsible behind bars, and 16 port staff members have been placed under house arrest. But amid declining trust in the government, French President Emmanuel Macron is calling for an independent international probe.
I also indicated to the president our desire to be alongside Lebanon to organize international aid very quickly. I also hope, and it's been launched, that the investigations can be carried out as quickly as possible in a perfectly independent framework and with transparency to explain, report on what happened, what the causes were of this explosion, because this is what is owed precisely to all the victims and their families.
The first foreign leader to visit the city after the blast, Mr. Macron was swarmed by crowds pleading for help to reform Lebanon's government. Anti-government protests have been ongoing across Beirut for weeks before the blast, with clashes between police and demonstrators. George Nader, a retired army officer, is expressing frustration at Prime Minister Hassan Diab's administration.
People are asking the French and European governments to help Lebanon, not to help the government. The government is not working for the interest of the people. It's obvious.
The French president has promised to organize an international funding conference for Lebanon over coming days. Help has already poured in from around the world, with Australia pledging $2 million and other countries providing aid, search and rescue workers, and medical supplies. But humanitarian groups say the response is still not enough, with Lebanon already facing the worst banking and economic crisis in its history. The World Bank has estimated almost half of Lebanon's population, of over 6 million, are living below the poverty line in 2020. Mego Terzian, the head of Médecins Sans Frontières in France, says the nation's financial woes will affect its recovery.
We did as much as we can. Other organizations did the same. They did as much as they can. But I cannot pretend that my organization or the other medical organizations, international medical organizations, were capable to respond sufficiently to the major medical needs.
The death toll is expected to rise as workers search through the rubble for survivors. The first funerals are being held for victims of the explosion after Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab declared 3 days of mourning from Thursday. Health officials are worried the disaster will worsen the coronavirus outbreak, as the nation records more than 5,600 cases. Hospitals are overwhelmed by blast victims and have been forced to reallocate resources meant for virus patients, with fears they may run out of supplies and capacity. Dr. Firas Abiyad, Director General of Rafiq Hariri University Hospital, says he expects to see a sharp increase in the number of cases.
The chaos that we saw, the crowding, you know, people were crowded, whether at the emergency rooms and car parks, at blood donation sites, and what have you. And I don't think people were adhering to safety measures or to social distancing and so on. And with the presence of COVID in the community, I mean, that should that probably will have an impact.
Meanwhile, the United States is playing down its previous allegation the explosion was a deliberate attack. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump said US generals had informed him it was caused by a bomb, labeling it a terrible attack. Defense spokesman Jonathan Hoffman insists the Pentagon has not yet found a definitive cause.
The investigation into the explosion is ongoing. We're going to defer to and give the Lebanese government space to complete their investigation and reach their conclusions. I'm not going to offer any conclusions from the U.S. government or from the intel community today. That's not my role.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.